Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Lentz. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The center fielder, Pepe Manjul. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Fryman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Woody Fryman. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Gilbreth. Batting third. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Lum. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larval Blanks. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vic Correll. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rurik Harrison. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Rurik Harrison. And now, play ball. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lum. Foley reaches second base with a double. Pepe Manjul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manjul hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foley moves to third. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foley tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manjul. The throw from Correll and he is out, Blanks applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Gilbreth moves to second. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gilbreth scores. Evans moves to second. It's Expos, 1, Braves, 1. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Braves. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Foote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lentz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Expos 1. The Braves will come to bat. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll takes first base on ball 4. Rurik Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison bunts towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul. Garr reaches second base with a double. Harrison moves to third. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans is walked intentionally. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0 for 1 in the game. Lintz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manghul hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Expos 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 0 for 1 in the game. Lum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanks hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Baker moves to third. One out. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Correll hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker scores. Lum moves to second. It's 5-1, Braves. Rurik Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans juggles the ball. That's an error on Evans. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foote takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Expos 1. The Braves will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gilbreth hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Scott pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. One out. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0-for-2 in the game. Lentz takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lentz. The throw from Correll and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Foley strikes out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manguel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Expos 1. The Braves will come to bat. Don DeMola now pitching. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-2 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Foley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lum. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-2 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jorgensen moves to third. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Braves. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foote hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lum. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Pat Scanlon pinch hits for Don DeMola. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Expos 3. The Braves will come to bat. Dan Worthen now pitching. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Correll takes first base on ball 4. Rurik Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrison bunts towards the mound. Worthen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lintz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Leon now pitching. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lintz. The throw from Correll and he is safe. Lintz steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lintz moves to third. One out. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manghul strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-3 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lintz scores. Jorgensen moves to second. It's 5-4, Braves. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Correll for a passed ball. Jorgensen moves to third. Biotner moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Expos 4. The Braves will come to bat. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gilbreth takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Evans hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lentz catches it and throws to first to double up Gilbreth. 2 outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foote strikes out. 1 out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Dan Worthen. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry White pinch runs for Bob Bailey. Jose Morales pinch hits for Larry Lentz. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Expos 4. The Braves will come to bat. John Montague now pitching. Pete Mackanin now playing second base. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Montague. Baker moves to second. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to third. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-3 in the game. Blanks is hit by the pitch. Lum moves to second. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Correll hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-4, Braves. Max Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. Leon moves to second. 2 outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Manguel strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Biotner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Jorgensen moves to third. Biotner moves to second. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foote strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 9, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.